Hi, and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we're going to talk about colostrum. Yes, colostrum. What is colostrum? It is an antibody-rich fluid produced by the mammary glands of mammals. We're talking about bovine colostrum because bovine colostrum has been used in a lot of supplements for dogs and for humans as well. And I just wanted to touch on what are the benefits. Should we even use colostrum? Lots of dogs and cats are intolerant to the lactose. And so how can we use the colostrum? Well, let's talk about, first of all, what is this fluid? Why is it so precious? Well, it does have antibodies that they come from the mother, and they're supposed to be passed to the offspring, the calves, and in cows. And they also have growth hormones. So these babies are putting a lot of weight just on milk, and you're thinking, well, with just milk and a couple of leaves, trying to start grazing. And these calves just double their weight so quickly and continue to double. And it is because that, especially the colostrum, but milk, bovine milk, is full of growth factors and some other growth hormones and compounds like lactoferrin. And lactoferrin is very important for newborns, and they're starting to form their immune system, and they're starting to form their bone marrow. And of course, you know, they're a little bit vulnerable because they are baby animals and they don't have a really good immune response to viruses and bacteria. And so the mother kind of lends that, the antibodies, the immunoglobulins, all of these compounds to the newborn so that they can protect themselves against the world, the bacterial and viral world out there. And that usually lasts, at least in dogs, we think that it lasts about 6 weeks post being born. So the first 6 weeks of a puppy's or a kitten's age, their mom's maternal antibodies and immunoglobulins and compounds are protecting them, and they are making them whole and being able to be healthy and to thrive. That is why we don't recommend vaccinations below 6 weeks, because I know that the maternal antibodies are going to cause some interference. That's why health certificates for dogs and cats are usually required. You know, there's a requirement, and the age is 8 weeks. So lots of our listeners know this. I just wanted to, just for the broad base of listeners, just so we are all in the same boat. Definitely. The first 6 weeks, you shouldn't vaccinate. And the first 6 weeks are vulnerable for this newborn. So colostrum is very important. Now, colostrum only lasts, this amount of antibodies and immunoglobulins in such numbers and quantities are only available the first couple of days after the birthing the animal. So it is important for the newborn to receive the first immediately. So as they get born, they stand up and they just go for the mammary gland and suckling is so important because that's the life source, you know, the very important first step is to obtain that rich, antibody-rich colostrum. But of course, we harvest that from the cows, and they use it for supplements and use it for other things, even for formula for babies, human babies. And older animals and humans don't benefit as much from the colostrum because we cannot use all of those antibodies whole. Our digestive system is different and our immune system is different. And the benefits are not as big as what we think, obviously, for newborn. But in dogs and cats, the colostrum is being explored because it has other anti-inflammatory effects, especially in the intestinal tract. And the intestinal tract, I mentioned before, is our biggest immune organ. That's where the exchange of things happen. And if that wall, the intestinal wall, is compromised, then the exchange of good stuff into the stream and bad stuff out into the waste, it's compromised and our health suffers. There is no harmony. There is no balance. And viruses can enter the bloodstream. The microflora in our gut could be altered, whereas the good gut biome is dead and the bad biome takes over. And that really causes a lot of things, especially periodontal disease, arthritis, allergies, all of those things. The leaky gut in people, I hear all the time advertise leaky gut solutions, and some of them include colostrum. So how do you give it? Well, colostrum comes in pills or in powder. Few of us have a dairy farm available to get the straight from the cow. But the powder and the capsules can be mixed with some yogurt or broth or water if you have to mix it up. But most of the times we recommend to give the colostrum on an empty stomach. I feel that it does have some healing properties. Some of them include the immunoglobulins that are encountered inside of that substance, the colostrum. The antibodies in colostrum include IgG, IgM, and IgA. IgG, those antibodies will give the puppies and the younger animals passive immunity. This protects them until their immune system matures, and it can even neutralize viruses and fight bacteria and prevent chronic disease. IgM antibodies are the first antibodies that the babies are going to make, and they activate the complement cascade. And that's important because they can bind to the surface of the bacteria, and that they can attack, then the body can attack and destroy those invaders. So IgM is also really good to fight viruses. So that's one of the important components of colostrum. And IgA is another class of antibiotics, and the dogs are going to make the most when it comes to antibiotics. These are the ones that the dogs do the most, the IgA, and they line the GI tract. So I think this is one of the benefits of colostrum, because if the dogs do not have enough IgA, then that war in the intestinal wall is going to be lost, and a lot of foreign invaders will enter the digestive tract and enter the bloodstream and cause allergies and inflammatory bowel disease, diarrhea. So it's very critical that they have enough IgA in reserves. And so colostrum could be a very good source for those dogs that suffer from chronic diarrhea and or IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. Now, growth factors, we know that they are used to repair tissues. Connective tissue, muscle, any cell growth really. But they also are needed to heal the lining of the intestinal wall. So that's another factor or another compound in the growth in the colostrum that really can be useful. Lactoferrin, I mentioned it before. This protein, lactoferrin, has antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, antiparasitic properties. I mean, it helps eliminate a lot of pathogens, evil stuff. It even has some studies and some people claiming that has anti-cancer effects. So there's some research going on right now using lactoferrin for cancer. So I guess we need to wait and see. The other thing that the colostrum will have would be PRPs, and is not the platelet ones. It's proline-rich polypeptides. And these regulate the thymus and the immune system on the babies. And I think that they also help in the immune response. MSM, I know that a lot of people are supplementing for joint stuff with MSM. It's a micronutrient that supports wound healing and is maintains the cartilage. It even helps with pain because it's a local anti-inflammatory. I've even seen anecdotal evidence in that it's been used in cancer treatments just to support the nutrition of people going through chemo. So this MSM is found in colostrum. So I feel that definitely that can really benefit dogs. So another thing that I use, this one I have experience with because I use a product called Silkine. And Silkine is an anti-anxiety medication. It's not a drug. It's not a pharmaceutical. It's a supplement. But it does help with anxiety, and we have good results with it. And it does have the alpha-casozepine protein, and that is found in colostrum and milk, and that's extracted. And it has anxiolytic properties. As a matter of fact, there was a study in rats that, you know, were subjected to some stress, and the control group and the there was a group with diazepam, which is Valium, and the comparing the response with the pets that were giving colostrum and alpha-casozepine extract. And the results of that study showed that they were equivalent. That's big news, guys. Pharmacologically, Valium has some side effects that we would like to avoid, but it's very potent, you know, in mood regulator and, of course, anxiolytic. And so in situations where the stress, new pets in the household, rescue pets, you know, if you're going to be out on vacation and the dog's going to be boarding, I think that colostrum or alpha-casozepine supplements like Silkine can definitely help your pet feel better about being in this new change or situation. Again, we mentioned that the colostrum could help with allergies. And how does it help with allergies? Is because it moderates the overacting immune response. So allergies is an overactive immune system, just attacking things that are normal, encounter every day, and we are just overacting. So this is going to tamper down that response, moderate that response, and also it might help with the leaky gut. And we mentioned before that leaky gut is the integrity of the intestinal wall, and that's where most of the immune system is fighting against invaders. And so if that benefits intestinal lining, then it really helps. And because it helps the intestinal lining, you can see the correlation. You can help with diarrhea. It wouldn't be surprising, right, to know that. And there's, of course, different kinds of diarrhea. You have small bowel, large bowel diarrhea. But there was some study in 2004, they conducted on puppies that were recently weaned, and they compared the ones that were supplemented with colostrum versus the ones that weren't. And their stools were much better quality, the ones that were supplemented with colostrum. And of course, the periodontal disease, we're strong here in Orchid Springs doing dentistry. We do advanced dentistry. And the reason is I'm very interested in the oral health of the pets because there's a lot of correlations with heart disease, endocarditis, and a lot of other issues in the body like liver and kidney infections or damage to those main filters of your body, because of the bacteria that accumulate in the mouth. And of course, if you weren't to brush your teeth or floss, you also will have that problem. So of course, dogs that don't get the teeth brush or do not have any kind of at-home care to keep the bacteria at bay, then they suffer from bad oral health and bad health overall. So maybe colostrum can help. You know, it maybe can help at least protect the from the damage of all these load of bacteria constantly being swallowed and invading the GI tract. And maybe when you're doing a chemo or having the pet get certain heavy pharmaceuticals like Veril is for adrenal gland disease, but prednisone, any of all those medications, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, especially damaged some of the lining in the gastric wall, those maybe is a good thing to not just use probiotics or prebiotics with those medications, but maybe colostrum might be a more natural way to kind of counterbalance the damage that these drugs are causing. And when we said that colostrum has some growth factors, I know that in humans, that's a big industry in anti-aging products, and they all promise they have human growth factor or this other factor. Growth factors are important because they prevent aging. They kind of repair the connective tissue, and your connective tissue is that holds your skin tight and supple. And of course, you know, that is going to have some anti-aging effect in our dogs. I rather, you know, focus on the other really good effects, but I think that we can say that some dogs just look younger because they're being supplemented with colostrum. And some people might have a situation where you think that the colostrum, like milk does, could cause yeast. But because the colostrum has lactoferrin, that has an antifungal activity. So lactoferrin is really found in big quantities in the colostrum. And so it really helps with yeast like candida or all of those yeast that can colonize their GI tract. So because of MSM, I think that we need to think that it can help some of the joints and arthritis problems. So we can see that it could definitely benefit a lot of processes in the body. I think that it's important to consider it. I know some dogs, again, are lactose intolerant, but the colostrum is just nicely processed, where in powder or in the capsules, and you can actually take it that way on an empty stomach, and I think it will benefit. The source of the colostrum is important. Try to find some that is pasture-raised cows, because they don't have that genetically engineered growth hormones, the RBGH, and that really can affect all these benefits that we talked about. It can even affect and cause cancer instead of preventing it. So I would get something pasture raised instead of doing something that is not pasture raised, I suppose, right? Genetically engineered. And if the cows are organic, from organic sources, then they don't have antibiotics in the feed. And that usually helps the colostrum to be of higher quality and have better constituents that can enhance health instead of harm us. And so those are considerations that you should take care of and just think about it. The dose is kind of empirical. When it's using powder, I recommend about a 16th of a teaspoon for every 25 pounds. And some of them come in capsules, and they have a weight and maintenance schedule in the bottle. But it's usually like a capsule a day for little dogs, and maybe medium-sized 2 capsules, and giant breeds maybe 3 capsules daily. And again, obviously, look at the product, look at the sourcing of the product, look at the reviews, and just consider colostrum as a good supplement to help your puppy live a longer life. I hope you learned something today. If you did, please hit the subscribe button and the notification, and we'll be here every Friday dropping some other topic. If you want to hear about a specific topic, just reach out. We are available online. We're available on Facebook and our website and Instagram, The Pet Healer, TikTok. There's so many options for you guys and platforms for you guys to reach us, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes. So you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have our website, thepethealerpodcast.com. And we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there. If you want some more information on integrative pet healing, and our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.